This is the Microsoft Cloud Show, episode 19. We're going to catch up with the first day of the SharePoint conference in Las Vegas. Welcome to the Microsoft Cloud Show, the only place to stay up to date on everything going on in the Microsoft Cloud world, including Windows Azure, Office 365, SharePoint, Exchange, Link, and related technologies. Just the information, no marketing, no BS. I'm Andrew Connell.
And I'm Chris Johnson.
And we're just two dudes telling you how we see it. All right, so here we are at the SharePoint conference. SharePoint conference 2014 at the Venetian and Palazzo Hotel here in Las Vegas, the first week of March.
Indeed.
So doing our first kind of live, or I guess it's not so live because we're still going to edit it and publish it. But we're doing our first kind of report from the conference. Trying to do these every day. We're going to be a little delayed on releasing them as people are listening to it right now can hear that. And we'll have the transcripts like we always do, but they'll be delayed by a few days, maybe another week or so, because we're because they're just not their transcript on the background. So first up, CJ, what did you see yesterday? You started off with the keynote.
Yeah, you missed out on, you just got here, right?
So yeah, I didn't get
missed
in
out on yesterday.
Yeah, like midnight or so. I dealt with all the ice storm and everything, so I missed the whole first day. So
brutal. Yeah. Anyway, glad you're here now. Yeah. So yeah, yesterday kicked things off with the keynote, obviously in the morning. Hmm. That was a good couple of hours worth of SharePoint goodness. Things kicked off with keynote speaker Bill Clinton.
Hmm.
Well, Jared Spataro introduced him, welcomed everybody, did the numbers and the da 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 and how exciting
yeah.
the community is, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Then introduced Bill Clinton, who came out and did a, I thought, quite a good speech. Like it connected reasonably well with sort of technology and how technology is changing the world and things like that. So, you know, regardless of your politics, it was quite sort of aimed at a techie crowd.
Yeah, so not so much specific about SharePoint, just much more macro level. And
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly, about how technology is helping, you know, the world be a better place and
yeah.
all that sort of stuff. So but it was actually quite inspiring, I thought.
There was a really good interview, a back and forth Q&A with him and Bill Gates in a recent episode, a recent issue of Wired magazine. It was really good. So
he actually made a reference to that article in Wired.
Oh, did he really?
During the talk, yeah.
It was good. There was a part where they were going back and forth with each other. So it was very good.
Nice. Yeah, so he came out and got everybody sort of revved up. He's obviously, you know, a very very good speaker. So kicked things off like that. And then we got into the sort of the meat of the sandwich, so to speak, and got into the SharePoint stuff. It was very cloud heavy, obviously. There was one mention of on-prem, which was that there'll be another version of SharePoint and Exchange in 2015.
Oh, really?
Was the date that they said.
Hmm.
That's so
the 2-year release, it sounds like, then, not a normal 3, but...
Yeah, so they didn't get any more specific than that, but...
Did they say that was there will be one more, or was it there'll be another?
There will be another.
Okay, so they didn't, like, they didn't cap it as saying, this will be the last one?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
But obviously everybody's been wondering, you know, is there going to be another release of on-prem products? Mm. And so that was kind of, you know, hit that nail on the head.
Mm.
So, so they mentioned that. Obviously got into different... you know, sections of the keynote focused on, you know, dev stuff, IT pro stuff, things like that. So we saw things like an announcement around Android SDK for SharePoint or for Office 365, an announcement about new APIs, REST APIs, things like that for being able to manipulate files, like a new file level API for 365.
Is it just that? That was the only one they did for the REST API? Or was they just added just the file stuff? Or
We'll get into that when we talk about the dev keynote.
Ah,
there was
okay.
a bit more detail on that. But
okay.
And then obviously Project Oslo, or Oslo as it's going to be called when it's released, or whatever it's going to be called.
They're bringing it back to life? Same Oslo or different Oslo?
Well...
Not for the Oslo, like the Don Box Oslo stuff, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not that Oslo. Yeah. And... yeah, so that was pretty interesting as well. Sort of apps about being able to search and find things that are sort of most important to you, and have it all, you know, basically it's learnt from the search system about what you might be interested in.
What was the Oslo stuff about? What was like a big picture of that? Did they say explain what that was, or was that the was it something about the they had like a new graph, social graph.
So
and it's like an app that can do something with the graph.
Yeah, so working over, so basically, you know, there's you got this network of people and relationships between them and so forth. And so being able to, you know, use that to your advantage to find out, you know, what's going on in the organization and things like that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so it's
good keynote.
It was pretty good actually. It was quite succinct. It didn't drag on for ages. Mm-hmm.
Any demo blow ups or, you know, you gotta at least want really.
No,
never went up the hitch.
No demo quirks, which was good.
Mm.
And then I went right after that. I went to the developer keynote, mm-hmm. or the developer track keynote. It was upstairs at the top floor of the Venetian, and
seems where all the developer stuff is.
Yeah, they're calling it the developer penthouse.
Yeah, actually putting us at the top. I felt like we were on the bottom level.
Yeah, so that was Rob Leffertz and Brian Jones did that, and so they kind of did the not good cop, bad cop, that's the wrong sort of term, but that sort of back and forth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so Rob walked through more detail on some of the announcements in the keynote around, like, they announced preview APIs, these new APIs for 365 that cover a bunch of different areas, but there's some documentation that's gone live on that. We'll try and link off to that.
Okay.
It's only in preview, it's not in production, but, you know, covering things like that new file API that's really REST API that's really focused about just dealing with files as opposed to having to deal with them like lists.
Did I see something too around site provisioning?
Yep, site provisioning.
Oh, so site collection provisioning?
I'm not sure. Pretty sure. Yep.
That would
I
be.
Think
that,
so.
That would be news.
Yep. That's. I believe that is the case. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, site provisioning. They showed that as part of a demo. As part of a demo that they're showing and building an app. So they had an office app, filled out a form, click submit, did its thing, and part of that did its thing was creating a site using the new API.
Gotcha.
For that particular process.
Mm, gotcha.
So that was cool. They talked about the Android SDK. Unfortunately, they did have quite a few demo gremlins in the dev keynote, which was a bit unfortunate for them, but we got the idea.
Yeah.
So yeah, Android SDK, it's up on GitHub. So github.com/officedev.
Ah, that's very nice to see them doing that. I remember, I talked to somebody about that to see if they were going to do that. It's nice to see that they actually followed. They actually executed on that.
Yeah, and they were very open about a little bit of roadmap. So they talked about the kind of areas of investment, you know, now, you know, in the next 12 months, and then in the future. Mm-hmm. So there's some info that we can point people at on that, and some blogs that go along with it and so forth.
Mm.
So yeah, Android SDK, new APIs, new set of Visual Studio tools for Office and SharePoint developers,
mm-hmm.
That got released yesterday. So that was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
There's a blog post on that, but there's a whole slew of improvements in there. One of the interesting things was they showed a demo. What used to be called Lightswitch sort of has grown up into these cloud business apps. And they showed a demo of building one of those, and the Visual Studio tools have gotten pretty nice.
Mm.
Being able to connect to SharePoint as a data service, being able to connect to another system as a data service, and then being able to build these apps that pull data from different locations and squishing them together. So he did a demo on connecting to SQL and then also connecting to SharePoint and building an app that showed documents about things that were stored off in SharePoint, but then pulling the data from SQL as well.
Mm, very cool.
Yeah, so it was really good actually. There was a lot to go through, but we'll try and link off to those blog posts.
Were a lot of the API stuff they were talking about, the new APIs, were they mostly around REST, or was there anything around CSOM as well, or is there like feature parity, or they focus on REST?
They definitely mentioned REST, but I don't recall if they said this is going to magically pop up in the CSOM.
Oh, that's interesting.
I suspect it will.
Yeah. Ah, cool.
So I don't think that was directly addressed, but yeah, I imagine it would.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then they did one last sort of thing to touch on was they did a Compose application demo. So there's a new type of Office app in Outlook. So in Outlook, you could only do apps for Outlook when you were viewing a mail mm-hmm. and you'd see an app pop up. Mm-hmm. Now you can do them when you create an email as well. Mm. So it was, they showed some examples in that demo of that, yeah.
Very cool.
They showed a really interesting one was a DocuSign demo, and they actually showed that in the keynote as well. Arpan Shah showed it in his part of the keynote. So the Microsoft have done a deal with DocuSign mm-hmm. to build apps for Office and SharePoint and so forth. And so the demo that Arpan showed, you could be creating an email you get an email, you get an attachment, and it's like, please sign these docs. Mm-hmm. Right, so you can, right from within Office, take that document, open it in the DocuSign app, and sign the document right in line and then send it back to the person.
So it's implemented as an Office app.
Like it is.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
very cool.
No need to go grab the attachment, save it to disk, go to DocuSign or HelloSign or whoever you use, upload the document, sign the document, download the document, create a new mail and attach it again. It's all all right within line.
That's very nice. I know that's kind of a pain doing that. I get contracts like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Everybody does that stuff, right? So it's it was cool.
Very cool. Anything you go to in the app? So is that everything big in the dev keynote, or is there anything else you wanted to highlight? Or
No, I think it touches on pretty much the highlights for me anyway. Yep.
Cool. What about your afternoon? What was that like?
Oh, I was prepping for my prepping for sessions.
Oh, so, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't take anything else on yesterday.
Oh, that sounds familiar. So last night, did you try out the AvPoint Red Party?
Oh yeah, I exercised my liver. It got a good beating. I went to one other thing I did go to in the afternoon was the App Awards.
So, oh yeah, how'd that go?
Really well, actually. It was pretty funny. There was lots of hilarity ensued, we'll point people off to the announcements about the apps that won awards, but Nintex did really well. They cleaned up, I think, 4 or 5 awards, something like that. And so I went to their post-award function after that.
Wow, very cool.
And had a few celebratory drinks with them.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, off to the Red Party after that.
Very cool. Yeah, so all these notes that we're talking about and the transcript for this, we're going to post all this. We're going to try and get the podcast out as fast as we can. But the follow-up of like the notes in this and then the points about the transcript, those will follow a couple days later. So that gives us a good wrap-up for day one, so stay tuned to day two.
Yeah.
If you have a question for us, go to microsoftcloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text or record it as a WAV or an MP3 file and provide a link so that we can play your question on the show. You can subscribe to us in iTunes by searching for the Microsoft Cloud Show or via RSS at microsoftcloudshow.com, where you'll also find a full transcript and show notes of each episode. You can find us on Facebook searching for the Microsoft Cloud Show or on Twitter at MSCloudShow. Thanks for listening. See you next time.